This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when your next move is God's, not yours. So recently, we've talked about remodeling our spiritual life, and we use the analogy of remodeling a room. We claim that sometimes the removal of just one piece of furniture can shift the energy of the entire room. And the same can be true for our spiritual lives. By making just one decision or by stepping away from just one relationship, we can shift the energy of our path. But what happens when God makes the move for us? And when God takes away something or removes us entirely from a situation, our natural inclination may be to assume that we did something wrong. Yet it is at this very time that we should put on our spiritual hat and remember there is something always greater at work. Recall what happened to Elizabeth, who became pregnant with John the Baptist. She had been barren for years, but when she became pregnant, she went into seclusion for 5 months. God removed her from her home not because she had done something wrong, but because she was embarking on a great assignment for him. Her son, John the Baptist, would be the one to announce the coming of Christ. So our ways may be simply to remodel, but God's ways are to transform. And as we know, Elizabeth's life would be forever transformed by the birth of her son. So therefore, embrace the way God is moving in your life, even if you don't understand every move. And hold on to these words. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, the next move may not be yours.